episode 1170, Contagious Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. Today is New Year's Day, and I pray that you are having an enjoyable time with your family. It is Palm Sunday. Really, this is the beginning of Holy Week, a time of reflection. We're diving deep on Courageous Faith. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, having contagious faith is the greatest gift you can give to yourself and to others. A genuine joy felt in everything you do, a belief that leaps out of your heart without you having to even try harder or prove anything. Nothing is impossible. But in reality, where is that with you? Today is Palm Sunday. Holy Week is here. It's a good time to pause and have a faith checkup. Where do you sit with God? Are you trying too hard in life, fighting to get only what you want? Think about that for a moment. Have you had a discussion with him about your goals? Can you believe it's almost April? We've almost completed 3 full months of 2018. We still have a lot more to go. Maybe you had a chat with him around New Year's and you said, you know what, Lord, I really want to make some changes. I want to, you know, create this impact in my life. And now, maybe things have gotten a little crazy. You've lost sight of him. He hasn't lost sight of you, but you have of him. It's easy. We get busy. We get wrapped up in our own responsibilities and obligations. I get it. He gets it. The question is, are you trying too hard in what you want? Are you drowning out your days with more distractions, drawing you further away from God? These are raw questions that are not easy to answer. But I want you to take the time today. As you prepare and you go through Holy Week, however you celebrate the resurrection, because this is an incredible celebration that's up and coming. And it's one that we should pay attention to. Not something that we just, oh, okay, let's go find some Easter eggs. Okay, it's great if you celebrate the Easter Bunny. I know in our family, it wasn't really big for us. We didn't make it about the baskets. We didn't hide the eggs. We did it with other people, but we never did it just at our house. It wasn't something that we focused on. Really, for Easter, it was a precious time, a celebration of God's resurrection, his life, a new birth. See, spring has sprung. It's a new birth. It's a new opportunity for you, a new chapter in your life. But if you're not allowing God to come in and you're shutting him out, you're not chatting with him at least once a day. He wants to be there for you, but we are the ones with the problem. We are. I am. I shut him out. I've been working this weekend. My mom and my niece came in. I'm so excited. You know, my mom actually went looking for houses with us. And it was fun for her to come into our home, a home that she saw with other people's things in it. But she rang that doorbell and I got to open it and I got to say, welcome home, Mom. Welcome into my house. Can you imagine ringing God's doorbell? And I'm not saying that you have to die in order to ring it. I'm saying right here, right now. Can you imagine ringing his doorbell? And Jesus opening up and saying, welcome home. Come, feast at my table. Come sit and watch March Madness games because you know what? That Cinderella team is doing awesome. They're going to the Final Four. Pretty incredible. Sister Jean has been such an inspiration to that team. Courageous faith. But are you actually carrying it out? Or is it one that maybe you just wear on your sleeve when it's convenient? Raw questions. Sometimes they feel weird, but you see, God challenges you to stretch you, not to stop you. Sometimes we look at his 10 commandments and say, oh, we can't, well, there's no way we can do this. Oh, we're supposed to do this, that, and the other. The Beatitudes, oh, that's an attitude, all right. I can't do all of that. You want me to do this? Oh, I've fallen at this. There's no way. And so it's easier for us almost to close the door or to ignore than open ourselves up. Where are you being challenged in your life right now? Where is God stretching you? He's not stopping you. And no, it doesn't always feel good. But how do you think Jesus felt as he was being celebrated, knowing, though, that his death was around the corner? He didn't back away, did he, from what he knew was inevitable? The end was near, yet the beginning was closer. A new day, a new chapter, a new life. Your contagious faith, a testimony that will impact so many. Lead with contagious faith. Whatever you do, do it with enthusiasm and excitement for God. Don't sit there and act like, oh, it's all about you. We get this ego thing built up very easily. Guys especially, but man, women, beware. We can have this thing that we've got it all put together. Got to be careful of that. Today, this week, I want to challenge you. I want you to continually ask yourself, am I leading with contagious faith? This idea that nothing is impossible because I've got God on my side. Oh yeah, I may run through muck. I may, well, kind of drown a little bit because I'm going to hit a few storms. There may be a tornado or two, maybe even a hurricane. But I know in the middle of all the mess, God is going to create beauty on the other side. I may not understand what that looks like, and it may not be exactly what I see it in my dreams, but I know that anything God puts his hand on is going to be better than anything I can ever imagine. Lead with contagious faith. How are you doing in your life today? Are you opening up your heart to him? And I want you to ask you this question. Maybe you've been listening to me for a while, or maybe you just recently tuned in and you're going, you know what, Christine, you talk about Jesus, you talk about God. And I get it a little bit, but I've never had that personal relationship with him. For whatever reason, those beliefs are. It could be a lot of things. It could be how you were raised, your religious beliefs that you have to talk to somebody in order to be able to speak to Jesus. God hears you right now where you are. You do not need anybody. All you have to do is ask him into your heart and say, Lord, maybe I've been kind of straying from you, hiding from you. Instead, I want to take refuge with you. I want you to take over my life. I want you to lead my life so I can have this contagious faith. I want to have this joy, this belief that just exudes from me. I'm not trying to have to prove anything, but knowing that, wow, you got this because I've got God. I got it. I don't know what it's always going to look like, but I got it. And it's beautiful. Savor it. Ask God right now, Lord, be the leader of my life. Walk with me each step of the way. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Think about Jesus as he walked and people celebrated him, the Messiah, throwing palms, him coming in and knowing that really what was going to happen, yet he knew that no one else knew. That he was going to die on the cross for them to be saved. Yet he took that one step and the next step and the next step. And look how long it has been that he has lived out his life for you. Contagious faith ignites transformation in the world you touch. Be the change you want to see in the world. Go out and live it today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.